My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure, I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
It's time for today's travel and cruise industry news. With the latest from travel and cruises around the world, here's your host, Chili Falls.
Hey, good morning and welcome to Friday's Travel and Cruise Industry News Podcast. On this, the 5th day of April, 2024, coming to you from nippy Bedford County, Virginia. Got down in the 30s again last night. It's only supposed to get up to like 50 today. Not real happy about that, but that's neither here nor there. It's that time of year, I guess. There's like nothing in the news this morning, folks, or very little. The top story today, we've got an overboard and missing. Also today, Holland America and Audible. And the hurricane season projection, and, you know, we've got lots more happening here this morning than that, but not much in the way of news. All right, today is a deep dish pizza day. I like deep dish pizza. And I don't care if it's a Chicago deep dish pizza or a Detroit deep dish pizza or a New York deep dish pizza. As far as I'm concerned, they're all good. Now, if I had my druthers, I'd rather have a thinner crust. But I like the deep dish, too. So I just like pizza. If you're listening via the podcast, you can always access the podcast via my blog, which is accessadventure.net, or wherever you get your podcast from. To search for travel and cruise industry news, and up pops the Fat Travel Guy. Anytime you're listening to the podcast and want to jump over to the video feed to see interviews or clips or pictures we might be using, all you have to do is go to the description of your podcast, and there'll be a link so you can hop over to the video feed. All right, I will say good morning this morning to Laura, Steve, Mike, Hot Air Tom, Sonny. There's Elizabeth down in where's she? She's in Mexico. Playa del Carmen. Say deep dish pizza three times fast. Deep dish pizza, deep dish pizza, deep dish pizza. I can't do it. All right, just running over the schedule coming up. I'll be leaving here Sunday morning, driving up to Marietta, Ohio, which gives me about a five-hour drive. That's what I can do comfortably anymore without just, you know, wearing myself out. Can't do it like I used to. But then I did have a call from Brian Hogue. Brian listens to us pretty regular. Doesn't participate in the chat room a whole lot, but he contacted me and said, hey, I'm just you know, a little way away from you, you want to meet for dinner or a drink or something. If you're not busy, I said, well, I'm not doing anything till the next morning. So sure. So Brian's going to come over Sunday night and we'll meet and go someplace there in Marietta. Maybe have an adult beverage. I'm not promising anything, but maybe have an adult beverage. And then Monday, I'm going to do the show, but it's going to be early. Probably I'll do it at like 8 o'clock or so. So I can easily get out of there. You know, I'm figuring it's a couple hours, two and a half hours. I need to be at Gretchen's son's by, you know, noonish. So I'll do the show, you know, 8-ish or so, maybe even a few minutes earlier. And so I can get it processed, get everything done, jump in the car, and head up for the eclipse party. So we're going to go to the eclipse party. And then I don't know what else is scheduled for the afternoon and evening, but I'm going to drive back eventually to Marietta. I'm staying in the same hotel. I got a nice, accessible suite at a very reasonable price. There was no price gouging for the eclipse. It was really nice. It's almost a brand new facility. So, you know, I'm good with that. There is a restaurant in the facility. They also serve breakfast. I have no idea if the restaurant is any good, what kind of food they have. None of that. I don't know if it has a bar. That's not listed in the amenities, so we'll see. If not, I can always, you know, throw the wheelchair back on the car, and we can go someplace and find a bar. All right, so then I'll get back there Monday night sometime. I'll get up Tuesday morning. I won't be rushed as much, but I would like to do the show early again on Tuesday, because I've got the longer drive, you know, 5-hour drive home. So I'll be back home by, you know, Tuesday afternoon to early evening Tuesday, and back to normal schedule on Wednesday. So looking forward to it. Of course, I've not met Gretchen and Fred before, nor are there any of their family. So I'm going to get to meet all those, get to meet Brian Sunday night. I'm really excited about this, folks. I'm very pleased that I'm going to do this. Yeah, I want to see the eclipse. Don't care if it's cloudy. It doesn't matter. It would be nice. That would be a real plus. I got my goofy glasses to take. I'm actually taking 2 pair. I wonder, can I hold the glasses up and shoot camera through the glasses so they don't get so much glare in the camera? I don't know. They work on my eyes. Will they work on my phone? Anyway, that's just a silly thought. All right, so we got a couple more people in the chat room. I see Laura's with us. $1,000 a night for hotels in Niagara Falls. Yeah, well, I promise you, I'm not paying anywhere near that for 2 nights. And when I say not anywhere near it for 2 nights, I mean, I'm talking about 100 and change for the 2 nights, not per night. You know, I saw that price and I said, something's wrong. It's got to be off. But no. So, yeah, and it's a new facility. It's a Microtel Inn and Suites. And, I mean, I know pictures can lie, but, man, it looks lovely. And it's almost brand new. So, anyway, that's where I'm staying. So, I'll be reporting on how it is. Reporting on the accessibility. So, Let's see. Sonny's here. Emily's with us. Good morning, Em. All right. So, again, folks, there's not a great deal in the way of news. And that's being very, that's pushing it. There's not a whole lot. There's like nothing. All right. So we do have a sticky situation that has started yesterday. The search is on for a 20-year-old man who fell overboard from Liberty of the Seas early yesterday. The Freedom Class cruise ship was on its way back to Fort Lauderdale when the passenger went into the water approximately 57 miles from Great Inagua Island in the Bahamas. According to guests, the ship halted its course when the man went overboard at approximately 4:30 a.m. local time, with crew attempting to find and rescue the man until the Coast Guard arrived to take over the search somewhere between 9 and 10. It's also unclear why or how the man went overboard and if it was an accident or on purpose. Some passengers on board have said they believe the man jumped after an argument with his girlfriend, but this has not been confirmed by anybody. According to news accounts from one of his friends, he was in a crowded hot tub until around 3:30 a.m. Shortly thereafter, he reportedly walked toward the elevators when he suddenly jumped overboard. Some passengers said it appeared to be an impulse, spur-of-the-moment kind of thing. That's a sick spur-of-the-moment maneuver there, young man. Coast Guard cutter Seneca and crews from Coast Guard Station Miami are leading the search to find the missing cruiser. Thus far, at least the last I checked, he has not been found. They haven't called off the search yet, though, which is a little surprising because it's been, you know, about 30 hours now. While the man going overboard constitutes an emergency and a potential tragedy if he is not found, Royal Caribbean has a responsibility to the thousands of other passengers on board to continue on with the voyage once the search was left in the capable hands of the United States Coast Guard. Indeed, it is not unusual for cruise ships to be released once rescue personnel arrive. While the man going overboard constituted an emergency and a potentially ugly situation, Royal Caribbean has to take care of everybody else on board. So, that situation. All right, I'll be back with a quick break from one of our network sponsors with a couple more stories.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure. I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
And the next story this morning, folks, comes from our friends at Holland America. They are working with Audible. I use Audible all the time, a leading creator and provider of premium audio storytelling, as the first cruise line to offer a co-branded book club with the celebrated authors across different genres. The Alliance also includes curated destination-focused collections access via an extended Audible free trial, as well as the free and stateroom Audible content available to all guests. Am I reading that right? Free and stateroom Audible content? That would be pretty cool. I don't think I've ever seen that before. So I gotta find out how that works. I mean, is that something that plays on one of the TV channels? Do you have any choice, or is it just whatever they decide to be playing at the time? I mean, you know, I use my cabin. The only time I'm in my cabin is to sleep or work. And I mean, I could see when I'm working, you know, having a book on in the background, that would be a nice little feature. I like that. Let's see, where was I here? From travel and well-being titles to language lessons and more, the collaboration offers a robust selection of options for wanderlust both on board while cruising and ashore from the personal device of any Audible member. I like that, folks. Again, I've used Audible forever, you know, since, well, I've started off with a Kindle and to read books. And as soon as they started putting books on tape on Audible, I almost immediately went to that. So, yeah, that's, I like that a lot. All right. Thankfully, we're still a couple months away from hurricane season. The first projection or predictions or whatever you want to call them are out. This comes from, you know, a place that has to know a lot about hurricanes. Colorado State University. What the hell are they doing talking about hurricanes? Anyway, the forecast for this year, there'll be 23 named stormed. The average is 14 and a half. That's a lot. 11 hurricanes. The average is 7. Five major hurricanes. That's category 3 or higher. And the average is 3.2. So basically, they're saying it's going to be a rough year for hurricanes. Now, who knows? It's too early to tell, although they say La Nina or La Nino, I never can remember which one's which, is going to be involved with the upper atmosphere and the warming of this and whatever. They say it's going to be a bad year. I'm not buying it. It's too early to tell. And to me, it's a cyclical thing more than anything. And, you know, last year was a bad enough year. I guess it could be worse. Yeah, year before last was a lot worse. I don't know. Anyway, that ends the news portion of today's show. Let's see if anybody's fussing at me in the chat room. I just had a call from one of my future guests on the cruise ship Dr. Cruise. I saw the number, so I'm going to have to call them back here shortly. Let's see. Hot Air Tom, just hanging out, waiting for chili. Got my work caught up in the office. Lawn mowed this morning. Wow. We'll be returning home after the show to mow the lawn and prep the car for the early departure. Well, Hot Air Tom, I hate to see you go, but I'm glad you're going. Flight boards at 5:40 a.m. Oh, boy. Cindy, if you are listening, I was able to upgrade seats to first class, and you don't even have to sit with me. Single side seats. Nice. All right, you did good, Hot Air Tom. This means we get extra weight allowance in the bags, and 2 bags included. I will redo my packing. Elizabeth says, Buena Dias. Greetings from a hot day in Playa for a bit. Off to my lovely Cozumel tomorrow morning. Have a great weekend, everybody. And travel safe over across the little pond there over to Cozumel. And if you go to the No Name Bar, give the gang a hug and a kiss for me. Laura says, good morning to everybody. Steve says, good morning. Abadu Malik. Hello, Father. Well, that's one of the ex folks. Mike says, good morning to everybody. Unbelievable story on the 20-year-old that jumped. He was being scolded by dad for being drunk and said he will fix that right now and jumped out of the window in front of dad and brothers. Wow, I didn't hear any of that. So, Sonny says, happy Friday. Gretchen says, morning all, I'm listening, just cooking at the same time. Very good. All right, here's another X. Yvonne Smith, hey. I hope Chili did better on the hotel than his last trip. It was a 5-star dump. Yeah, it was, but you never know, Hotter Tom. Again, you know, I look for prices. And, you know, if I occasionally get one that's not so nice, I just know not to go back there. But Laura, yeah, ain't no way I'm spending $1,000 a night for a hotel. In no way. I'd sleep in the car first. I really would. Oh, Joanne says, this had an earthquake in Pennsylvania. I didn't hear that one this morning either. Laura saw that on breaking news. Everyone okay? Hope so. Emily felt the earthquake in New York. This ought to be fun. Just let me know your ETA on Monday, and I'll make sure to watch out for you and let you in the gate. Yeah. I've got your phone number. I'll call you when I get when I know where I am. And I got to remember to make sure I've got your phone number in my phone, not just in the computer. So I'll do that after the show, too. Emily said her house shook. Wow. There was a little one behind it. My goodness. $1,000 a night. Damn. That's just awful. That's gouging, folks. No hotel's worth $1,000 a night. The high school went into lockdown for a short bit. That's an interesting thing for an earthquake. Sonny said the same thing. Lockdown for an earthquake? Yeah, that seems kind of backwards. Gretchen says, that's weird. They were afraid the earthquake might have been an explosion or something. I don't know. She said, that's what they do until they figure out what it is. Yeah. My friend in the Bronx said it was a 4.8 and his building was shaking. Thank you, Laura, for asking. Emily says 4.7 she had out there in her neck of the woods. The epicenter was in New Jersey. Bob's with us, says, thank goodness it's Friday. I agree. Todd's here. Good morning, Todd. Emily wants to know what you're cooking, Gretchen. Smash the like button, y'all. Thank you, Emily. I appreciate that. Pork chops. That's our big meal. Pork chops for lunch. I like pork chops. I like pork chops about any way you can cook them. So, Elizabeth says, and the big question is, how many hurricane parties? Well, there's have a few of those, that's for sure. Gretchen says, I bet you've seen some good ones. And looks like we have another X person. Sarah, good morning, Sarah. Hello. She says, how are you? I'm fine. Thanks for being here. And those of you from X that are popping in, you know, this is you're more than welcome. But this channel is for travel and cruise industry news and events and those kind of things. So we all travel and cruise, and those, you know, those are our main activities. And we do events too, like I'm going up to Ohio for the eclipse on Monday. Em, have you a spare guest room? We could cancel our hotel and come visit. Then you wouldn't need to deliver the brownies. Emily says she agrees with me. Well, did I say something you agree with? Everyone be safe on Monday watching the eclipse. Protect your eyes. Yes, indeed. No hell, no hotel is worth that much money. I agree, Emily. That's ridiculous. Sure, Tom, I will deliver some brownies. Yeah, Tom. She's not going to deliver brownies. She's got walk dogs. I have to make a new batch. Uh-oh. Now you're in trouble, Hotter Tom. Not only do you have to wait for her to deliver them, you got to wait for her to cook them. Maybe you can get them when you come back from this cruise instead of before you go on this cruise. All right, guys. That's going to wrap it up for today. As always, I appreciate you being here. Smash that thumbs up button. That helps the channel out a lot. If you haven't subscribed, please do so. It doesn't cost you anything, and that helps push me toward my goal of 10,000 subscribers by next Tuesday. So, all right, guys, got a lot of work to do. Don't forget, Monday and Tuesday, the shows will be early both days. I don't know how early, so you'll have to just kind of be standing by until I go live. I'll try to get a link out earlier, so, you know, you can grab that. But anyway, and in the meantime, Monday I'll see Gretchen and Fred and family up there, and I'll see Brian Sunday night. So, all right, guys, you guys have an awesome, awesome weekend. I'll stay on top of things in case anything happens. And as always, stay safe, stay healthy, think about cruising, and hopefully one day soon we'll all get together on the high seas, you know, just like Gretchen and Fred are going to do with us going to Alaska. So we'll see you guys later. Have a great weekend, everybody.
I regularly post videos on all facets of the travel and cruise industry, so if you like to keep up with the latest in cruise ships, ports of call, cruises themselves, chilly chats, and travel and cruise industry news, just hit the little subscribe button in the lower right-hand corner, hit the bell notification so you'll be notified when a new video is up or we go live. This video was produced by Chili's Cruises.
My dad works in B2B marketing, but I never really knew what that meant. Then one day, my dad came by my school for career day and told everyone in my class he was a big ROAS man. Then he just kept saying things like, the bigger the ROAS, the better, over and over. My friends still laugh at me to this day. I think it means calculating a return on ad spend. One thing's for sure. I'll be known as the ROAS man's kid for the rest of my days. Why couldn't you just be a fireman or a lawyer? Why? You ruined my life, Dad.
Not everyone gets B2B, but LinkedIn has the people who do. And with ads on LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people based on job title, industry, likelihood to buy, and more. Start converting your B2B audience into high-quality leads today. We'll even give you a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/MPN to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/MPN. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.